We're on Kuf Bez Amud Aleph. It's at the Mishnah of Zarek. Person throws B'shagig, throws on Shabbos from Rishas Yechud Rishas Rabim or Dalad Amos Rishas Rabim. B'nizker, then he realizes after he's Me'achosh Yestas Me'yodah, he's already left his hand, he realizes that it's Shabbos before it lands. Okay. Called the Acher, then somebody else grabs it out of the air, doesn't land where the person wanted it, intended it to land. Called the Caleb, this is where the more assumes the Pshat Mishnah so far. Called the Caleb, where a dog did the same thing. Or it was burnt before it landed, is Potter. Which the more is going to understand, which means that if it would actually land, he'd be chayv, even though by the time it lands, he's aware that the more is going to challenge that. Zarek lasses chabura, person throws a stone or a rock or something of that sort to make a wound in somebody. Bein v'adam buvein b'behema, whether in a person or in an animal. V'nizker achal anasis chabura, the same thing. He becomes aware that it's Shabbos. He forgot that it was Shabbos, but he reminds himself that it's Shabbos before it actually makes the chabura, but after it's left his hand, sees potter. Zayak klal. Kol chayob echatos, eino chayob an ashetehe tchilosan v'sef en shkoga. You need that both at the beginning and the end to be in a state of shogeg. However, tchilosin shkaga b'sefen zodim, tchilosin zodim b'sefen shkaga, turin ashtehei tchilosin b'sefen shkaga. They have to be both the beginning and the end is in a state of shogeg. Rashi hazarek b'shogeg, benitzka shushabes me'achash yatzosah eben miyadoi b'kadam shitzenoch. He threw up b'shogeg, then realized it was Shabbos before it actually landed. Kol ta'acher kosachadaituch. Right now, the more is going to assume that this is la'achar shenizker zeh, after the one who threw it realizes that it's Shabbos, kol ta'achar, and somebody else grabs it out of the air. So habalu shnayim shasuo, so that means the malacha was done by him doing the kira and the other person doing the hanacha. V'kagoyin, and the case would have to be a case of shenekar min mekarmai v'kibol, that the person who caught it moved out of his place to catch it. He wasn't just stationary. It could be stationary. So it's called that Reuven threw it and it landed on Shimon. That's called Reuven did everything. But if Shimon moves forward to catch it, it's called Shimon did the act of Hanocha, not Reuven. Oh, should call to Caleb, Befiv, the dog caught it in his mouth, Zulhavi Hanocha, the Beidim Makam Dalad. Or say by human being catches the ham we had before in the first parak, a ham is the equivalent of a mokum dalad al dalad, and the person's only chayiv by the akira and hanocha if it's on a mokum dalad al dalad. But the dog's mouth is not considered a place which is dalad al dalad, and it's going to be a potter. For the markasha, so the mission would sound like he threw it. And then he realized it was Shabbos, and then somebody else caught it, sees Potter. Honlocha, had it landed as he had so desired, he'd be chayav. How could that be? Well, in Nizgur, he became aware. The Tanami said at the end of the Mishnah, Kol chayav v'chatos, eno chayavin, ashtay tzilas v'sefer shkoga. There has to be the sefer still a seder shogeg. So how could he be chayav? So what is the case of the person, somebody else grabbing it? Okay. Amr of Kahana Sefer Oson Lelechsa Umasna. The case of the Sefer, which says that you need Tchlosim of Sefer and Shkoga, is talking about a case where this person throws this item. I can't say exactly what it is. It's a small piece of wood, Rashi says, which is put on the end when the animal's carrying buckets of wine or something like that, or containers of wine. So it holds them in place. And misna is a rope. So in the case was that the person was holding on to the other end, so it was possible for him to pull the item back to himself. But in the case of a person threw the item, the more is what Rukhana is saying, so everything is done at the moment that he throws it. Because once it leaves his hands, he has no power over the hanocha. So when he threw it, he was a shogeg. So even though actually when the time it landed he was amazed, he was aware of what he was doing, that's irrelevant because in regards to the action of what he did, he was a total state of shogeg. So where is the Mishnah telling me that you need that he should be sofer in shkaga, in a case where it was possible for him to stop the action, and he didn't stop the action? So then, well, it says, well, it means the beginning of the ma'aseh was b'shogeg, but then the ma'aseh, when it was completed, he did it b'meizid. So there wasn't the full ma'aseh wasn't done b'shogeg. So can't be he's not chayav chatos. Okay. The Mishnah says, I understand if that's the case, lechso masna is oyde miyodei. And we had before that if it's not considered a hanukkah in the new place, it was still attached back to the old place. So you're right, he can pull it back, but the fact that he has the rope holding it, pulling onto the rope at the other end, means it never really landed there, halachically, because it's still connected back, like he had before, back to the original makom. More answers. The malach over here wasn't hitzah, which would then require a hanocha, and it's not considered a new hanocha because it's still connected back to the old place. The malach over here was making a chabura. So even though he's holding on to the rope, but if the rack, or whatever it is he's throwing, is the piece of wood that he's throwing, is to make a chabura, so he made the chabura. But he realized it was Shabbos before he finished the maaseh, he could have pulled the item back. And he didn't. So that's going to be, that's case of nakhmi chai v'chattis. We said that already in the Mishnah. Hazarik lasis chabura, bein ba'adam bein b'behem, b'nitzkash l'nasis chabura is potter. So the Mishnah already discussed that case. So what's the Sefer coming to tell us? But we discussed the case of chabura in the Mishnah. Elam Ravu b'maver, the case of the Sefer, which says that you need to close the Sefer Mishkaga, is a case of mavir. So, yes, my idea that Rav Kahana said is correct. When a person throws it and lets go, and at that moment he's a shogeg, even though he becomes aware of it Shabbos before it lands, that's irrelevant. Because in regards to the person's mice, it was totally dumb a shogeg. Because the landing is inherent in his act of throwing, and that was dumb a shogeg. The Sefer says, you need to close him a cipher in Chicago. That's my case. Or he was mavrid al adamus, or he was carrying it. So he walked out of the house being b'shogeg. He crossed over to Rishon Rabbim Mishnah. Almost he says, "Gavaldo, no, this Shabbos." And he keeps walking. And he puts it down. So he put it down. Amazing. So there, the malacha was done. Amazing. For the Markash of Zeha Klal, the Ketani Asrika Ketani. The language of Zeha Klal sounds like it's going back to Hazarik, which we said prior. So it's only talking about case of Maver. It seems to be difficult. Elomar Rabbis. So Rabbis has a different shot. Tartiktoni. You assume the case of Mishnah was the person was Zurich. He became aware, and then somebody else caught it. You know, pulled it out of the air. That's not the case. Person throws it, and he becomes aware before it lands. He's potter. Because by the time it landed, he was aware. In other words, we're now taking back this idea that Rav Kahana said. We're saying, no. Since at the moment of the actual hanocha, he was now aware that it's Shabbos, even though regards to his mice, and the mice really was done earlier, but since at the moment of the hanocha, he was aware of Shabbos, he's potter. That's one din. Zerk, this good achashem, yes, there's a miyada, he's one din. There's a second din. If kol ta'achir, if a person threw it, somebody else grabbed it, he's also potter. Tartik thoni. Hazerk, when he's come achashem, yes, there's a miyada, is one case that he's potter. Inami, loy nizker, and he did not remember that it's Shabbos, but meanwhile, we'll call to Akhar, call to Kelev, which is Nisuf Lespatr. It's two different cases. So that's how, and that'll, so it comes up the Sefer now is talking about a case of Zurich. In my case of Zurich, he's going to be Potter when it's aware before it lands. Rav Ashi Omar, Rav Ashi answers up this issue with the following Chasir Mechso Bachiktani. The Mishnah has left out some words which you have to put in. As it points out, it's not your average because really you could type the words of the Mishnah as so without adding any words. And he says the following: Hazarik Miniskir Machus Shiyasus Amiyotay. Person throws, and then he realizes before it lands. And then, before it lands, somebody else grabbed it, or the caliber that burned, there's potter. Honocha Chayiv. That would be, would indicate, had it landed, he'd be Chayiv. How is that? When is that true? By the time it landed, he forgot about Shabbos again. So it says, forgot about Shabbos. He says, come on, that's Shabbos. And he goes back to, by the time it lands, says, what day is today? Right? Confused. So it's close to the Mishkaga. So the kira was done, he was a shargim. The hanukkah was done, he was a shargim. Between, he was aware, but that's irrelevant. So Rashi is adding a new connection. In the middle is okay, that should be aware. Rashi, you can be medak on the Mishnah. It landed as he planned. The Sefer Daladamas, which is a rabbi, is guy. Avagav the Nizkir ben Akira lahanocha. Even though he became aware, he's still going to be. He's going to be chayiv. I have Hoktani Sefer there. Kalal. The Sefer says no. You don't. That you need to close the Sefer in Chicago. Sefer the Tani Ashtet close the Sefer in Chicago is no. So the Mor says no. Really, Rav Kana says really over here. The main thing is Shas. He throws it because that has a potential hanoch in it. He was a shagig. That's enough. Rav Kana says I the Sefer. Sefer is talking the case of Oson the Tani. I say it's close to the Sefer in Shkaga. The Sefer says you need the Sefer is also Shkaga. Also, Melechso Mist. Melechso is eighth cut, that is a small piece of wood. Shekafel Rosha, which is bent over. Meserch Lechamorim, Noisim Dar Dorim Shoyayin, which the donkeys which are carrying these Dar Dorim of wine, these containers of wine. Shtechon Osam Mishnei Akolim Shadar Dorim Tzliim Behem. Mishnei Tzirei Chamor, so it bends over the two sides of the Chamor. He has these barrels, and there's this Okol, which is like a bent piece of wood, which holds the two sides. So this piece of wood, the Lechsa, is Mecharim Boi Hadar Durim Shasikwa Zeze. It helps attach the Dar Durim to each side, so that each one helps the other one stay in place, because the weight of one keeps the other one in place, etc. Now, exactly what this piece of wood looks like, I can't. Exactly where it fits into the picture, I don't get it, but okay. Well, misna is a chevel, is a rope. You throw in this lechsa, which is attached to a rope, which was a normal thing, they used to have that. And he's holding on to the rope. When you realize it was Shabbos, when he realized, he could have grabbed hold of the rope and prevented it from continuing further. Shalatun worker shouldn't land. So when he threw it, the kira was b'shargei, but when it actually landed, since he had the power to do otherwise and he did not do so, he is considered amazing. I was already swore v'chef, person throws an item or a stone. Kishanizgar and Biyotol Akvoy, and by the time he realizes it's too late to do anything about it, so Kulei Shkot, that's considered a totally state of Shargei. It's a Shargei.
He had the power to do it, he didn't do it, so it's considered amazing.
Right.
Because it was his act that put it into.
He threw it.
Or what if somebody else had thrown it?
No, well, it's only because he had the kira and the nocho.
So it's considered amazing because he did not stop. He did not prevent the nocho.
Right. He's not chayiv. Misa, he's not chayiv b'chatas either. It wasn't chalosa shagi b'sefer shagi. It's not chayiv b'chatas. He's not chayiv misa. There wasn't chalosa mezer either. Right. Because the mission is that club was going on kol chayiv b'chatos. You can't be chayav echadus until you need to close the sefer. Okay. When nizker the Tony Reisha, Rabusa Ashwin Rabusa, the Alpha Gav the Nizker, the point of the Mishnah Reisha is that even though he realized lo mifter mechadus on ken kolta achar ekel, the Mishnah is stressing that if a person throws it b'shargeg and then before it lands he becomes aware that it's Shabbos, he's still chayav. The only way he's potter is if somebody else caught it. Gemara Zakasha, Pachinan, we ask, it's still attached to his hand. Then Kanzarika. As we had before, that's not called throwing it. It could still attach back to the original Malka. Some more says, the case was, he planned that he threw it with intention to make a chabura, b'shiga Shabbos. When this rashi nasis ha-chabura, by the time it actually hit the other person and made the wound, he remembered v'shabbos. Aloy le-melechso, we're talking about the case again of the case of lechso and the misna, the piece of wood with the rope, and he's nasis ha-chabura. The high mishum schiru, the mifter, over here he's only part of it because he became aware, so he'd be he could have stopped it. Nim sofer zodan, he ends up being a zod. Holoi nister, had he not become aware, is chayiv. Lavag av da'og da b'yodoi, even though it's still attached to his, the rope is still in his hand, t'chiyubi la'am mishum zrikahu, el mishum chabura. If the malach is being zarek from here to here, it's still attached back to here, it's not called he threw it. But the malach is because he hit something and he made a wound. The fact that he's holding onto the rope is irrelevant. Versus, that can't be the case, because Habahed Yikatoni law, the Mastisin, the Mishnah has already discussed the case of Chabur, but Zeha Klal, Okar Lemilsa Achriti, also. So the case of Zeha Klal is coming to tell me a different thing. Ella Amar Rabba. So Rabba says, Zeha Klal is Lemavra Abra Amis, Rishis Arab. It's going on, not like you said, the case of Chabur, it's going back to what we originally assumed, the Malach of Hutzah, or Mavad Al Amis. But not throwing it, but he's walking it. Before he moved the Dalai Lama's, he realized it was Shabbos. Also, that's what it's coming for. He could have stopped when he realized. And he continued. So it's Tchilos and Shagig and Sefer Mezid, he's part. Avazarik. But again, we're still assuming at this point in time, by the case of throwing it, the fact that he remembered after he left his hand and he can no longer retrieve it, he's going to be chayiv. The Mora says, "Well, hokik tani zeh klal." Let's read your tani. I understand. We're going. The Mishnah says the case of Zarika says, and this is the rule. So it's going back on the case of Zarika. Dari liel minay bizarik. We discussed the case of Zarika. Lasses chaburo. The worst place in the Masechta Shabbos to write down this Mishnah of Zeh Klal, which doesn't apply to Zarek, but everything else is by the Mishnah talks about Zarek. And like, no. Elamur Rabba, you're right. Reisha Mili Mili Katani. Really, even the case of Zarek, you're part of. If he realizes in the middle, even if he has nothing, he can't do anything about it. But the time and land that he would realize it was Shabbos, he's going to be fine. So then, what shall the Mishnah? Why is the Mishnah discussed? Somebody else caught it. The answer is merely, merely katani. It was two different cases. Tartik katani. Zarek, Minisker, person throws and he becomes aware, he's puff. Inami loy nisker, or alternatively, he did not become aware, and called to Acha, somebody else caught it, so somebody else did the second half of the malacha. What did Tony, klola lasuye maver? So, and then the Mishnah discusses the case of klola, Zach Klal, to include a case of Ma'avir also. Rav Ashi said, Chusur Mechsa, the Reisha is one case. So the Diak is correct that he had it landed, he'd be chai. What was the case? Shechazer B'Shachach. When he threw it, he forgot it was Shabbos. By the time it landed, he forgot it was Shabbos. In the middle, he realized, but so what? But when it landed, he was aware that he forgot that it was Shabbos. So the beginning he was a shogeg, the second he was a shogeg. The mission is coming to the chiddush of Nizkir, the Tony Bar, the Rabusa, Davagav, the Havoy, Yedia, Ben Tayim, even though in between the Akira and the Hanocha he realized the En Yedia Lechatzishir, the Hainam Shein Biyoda Lechatzir. Now Rashi adds a kinesh. Why is that true? Why isn't the fact that he's aware in the middle irrelevant? He when he threw it, it was a shaking. When he landed, it was a shaking. In the middle, he was aware. So he tell me, he's chai. Why? Lachar in the middle, Rashi says, since it's ein b'yad al-hachzir, in a case where he was walking, shaking, Mezid, Shargeg, that's not what we're discussing, because over there he could have stopped. So that, if the Mezid part was where he walked to Dalet Amos, the fact that by the time he put it down, he was a Shargeg, he's not going to be Potter in that, he's not going to be Chai of Echatas in that case, because the Mezid was part of the Malacha. But over here, the Ein B'yod Lahas, so he has no way to stop it, so the Mezid in the middle is irrelevant. Okay. Okay. Zot the Gemara. That's the next case of the Gemara. Zot klal kochiyah bechatos. Itmar shtei amos b'shargeg. Shtei amos b'mezid. Shtei amos b'shargeg. So here in the case of Mavir, okay. He walked to Dalet Amos, and the first two Amos were B'Shargeg, the second two Amos were B'Mezid, and then Shayamos B'Shargeg, and then he kept walking beyond that, forgot about Shabbos again, and kept walking. So at the end of the day, he walked Dalet Amos B'Shargeg, in the middle, he was B'Mezid. What's the halacha? Rabba Amar Potter, Rabba Amar Chayv. Rabba says that the case is not Chayv Echatas. Rabba says the case is Chayv Echatas. Rabba Amar Potter, Rabba says the case is not Chayv Echatas. Afilo Rabba Gamliel de Omar, and you deal the Chatzi Shir. Ramil says, it's at the end of. We know that, so the person to be chayav on the Malach of Kosev, he has to write two letters. So he wrote one letter, stopped, and waits 3 hours, writes the second letter. As long as it's one helam, he's chayav echatas. He wrote two letters, not being aware that it was Shabbos. He wrote a letter, forgot that, while not remembering that it was Shabbos, stopped. Realized, oh, hey, it's Shabbos. 5 hours later, he forgot that it was Shabbos again and wrote a second letter. So there was a yediyah between the first letter and the second letter. In between, we became aware that it was Shabbos. We know that two alamas are normally, when we do two malachas and two different forgettings, it's not mitzvah, it's separate. But over here, it wasn't two different malachas because he didn't really finish the malacha yet. So Mil holds that the Chachamim said that case is Potter. Because in between the first half of the malacha and the second half of the malacha, he was aware that it was Shabbos. And Mil says, no, Yediyah doesn't impact when it's only a Chatzis Shir. Since he only did half of the Malacha so far, the fact that he was aware of Shabbos, as long as, by the time he does it again, he forgot that it was Shabbos, so it was called, he did the whole Malacha B'Shargeg. Because the Yediyah in the middle, Yediyah's, the concept of becoming aware is in regards to once a person's Chai B'Chat, did a Malacha, which is Chai B'Chatas, and he does it again a second time, do you count it as one big forgetting or two different forgetting? The answer is no, it's two separate things. Because in between he became aware. So he's chayav two separate chatos. But here there's no chayav chatos yet, Rav Mil holds. So the fact that he was aware in between is not a problem. So let's take that idea of Rav Gamliel and see how it impacts over here. Shargeg, Nezid, Shargeg. So Rabbi says, Potter, feel Rav Gamliel Domer, en yediyah lechatzi shir, that yediyah in the middle doesn't impact it. Hasim hu dechi kogomer, shir b'shargeg kogomer. But over there, he wrote the first letter of B'Shargeg. He wrote the second letter of B'Shargeg. In the middle, he was amazed. So what? He didn't do anything then. That's over there. So then that's irrelevant. But Abul Hacha, the amazed, he walked the second two Amos, amazed. So he finished the Malacha of Dalet Amos. He didn't put it down yet, but he walked Dalet Amos, amazed. Part of it was amazed. It's law, he's not Chayiv. The verse says, what was the case? The case of Zurich, so that's, we just had the last piece of that was Ravashitin. He was shugging in the middle, he was amazed while it was in the air. So who cares what he's thinking then? So more so, the case has Elam B'Mavr. The case of her was a case of Mavr Delanamas. So he started walking, B'Shugging. He continued walking, B'Mazid. And then by the time he put it down, he was a shugging again. So in the middle, he was amazed. It's Rabbi Yerpot. Rava Omer, she changed the gears to Rava. feel Rabbanon the Amr Yesh Yedir Lechatzishir. Chum say over there, he wrote one letter. In between, he became aware, and then he wrote a second letter B'Shagay. So in between, there's this wall of knowledge which separates the two actions of writing. So you put. Rabbi here, Rabbi says Yechai. Rabbi says, why over here Yechai? Hasim who to be other, because over there he has the power to stop it. So therefore his knowledge is significant. Avol hacha de'en biyadoi loy. Over here it's out of his control already. Moshe says, "Mamai ibn Maver harei biyadoi." If the case was the case of Maver, it is biyadoi. Ela bazarik. So it comes up. Rabbah is discussing the case of Zurich. Rabbah is discussing the case of Maver. They're not arguing. Rabbah says, "In the case of Maver, which you could have stopped in the middle, he has the control to stop it. He's doing a malacha." But may say this is going to be significant, then he's potter. Rava says the case where it's not biyadoi, so as long as the beginning was b'shoging, and the side was b'shoging, in the middle, I don't care what was in the middle. It's not biyadoi anyway. See Rashi. Itmar Bezam is b'shoging. There's two lines to the end of the narrow lines. Bezam is b'shoging, Bezam is amazing, Bezam is b'shoging, Rabba m'potter, Rabba m'chai. Shayamas amazed, Shaniskar Lachos Shayamas, Rishonis. He realized after 2 amas that it's Shabbos. And he continued walking 2 amas. Then Machazar Shachar Bebez Achrenis. Then 2 more, Bishagig. Even like among the Mil Domer, the Kamon Perikabrena. Hazan Chi Gomer Shura, Bishagig Gomer. Akarsi Bez Aosias, Bebez Alamas. He wrote 2 letters, 2 forgettings. The Mechayev of Rangamil Rilhoz Yechayev is Hashniya Nigmar Hashir, because the second letter finishes off the amount that a person needs to be Chayev. Vaf Hu B'Shagig. So the first letter was written B'Shagig. The second letter was written B'Shagig. Mahacha B'Shtehom and Soyos Shein B'Mezid. That's over there. But over here, the second, the third and fourth Amma Nigmar Hashir, it was B'Mezid. He was walking 2 amas, showing 2 amas amazing. So the amazing part is part of the malacha. So of course he's part. Versus in the case of Zurich, showing who shereim biyodala akva, he can't do anything about it. He was b'chazav b'shogeg and will land as b'shogeg. I don't care what he thinks in the middle. He cannot do anything about it anyway. The lugim malacha atshas hanocha shilu soif u'b'shogeg. So the malacha was completed with the kira and the malacha, everything b'shogeg. So why should, if it's the case of Zurich, why should he not be chay? Mor says you're right. Ela b'maver mekim in the biyodala amad the soif b'soif beis amas b'soyus. He said 1 second. Walks 2 amas b'shogeg. Then he realizes that it's Shabbos and he continues to walk 2 more amas. He could have, at any point in time, he could stop over there. So he's doing that action, b'mezid, the act of going down the amas. He shachad the gemar shiur b'mezid. So the process of the 4 amas was done b'mezid. So he's going to be potter from achatas. Rava says that Ramil's, even like the Chacham said over there, that your potter over here, your chai, possible to be yodah shalach shal balitza b'shniyah. He doesn't have to write it a second time. Helki chazer b'shachach, havelish gagach riti. So the new forgetting is a new shagig. B'lo gomra l'kamaisa. So the first shagig was only done halfway. Only did one, wrote 1 letter. Havelch ein b'yodah l'hachzer kishenizker. He can't stop it. Also bizarre. We're talking about the Rava's case is the case where he threw it. So he threw a b'shagig. He came aware in the middle of the Shabbos. He can't do anything about it anyway. He's 1 shagig. So they're discussing different things. Rava's talking a case of Maver. Rava's talking a case of Zarek. Rava says Yipotah. Rava says Yechayim, and that's true. Okay, Omer Rava. Back on the Gemara. Zorak v'nocha b'fi ha'kelav b'fi ha'kibshin. The person threw it; it landed in the dog's mouth or in the in an oven. Chayiv, chayiv. Aye, v'nan tanam. We learned in the Mishnah: kol ta'acher, kol ta'kelav b'shinis for his potter. The Mishnah says if somebody else grabbed the dog, grabbed it or burnt his potter. Hasam d'lo mechaven, hachok d'kam mechaven. Over there, the case of the Mishnah was he threw it, intending it to land here, and then a dog caught it here in the middle, not where he wanted it to go. Rava says the case, I'm talking about the case where he threw it with intent that it should land in the dog's mouth. So that's where he wanted it to land, so that's going to be chayv. A dog's mouth is not dalad al dal, but that's where he wants it to land. That's its makom. So I'll prove to you to this idea that you can give it a din of makom, a mouth, a din of makom, even though it's not dalad al dal, because that's where he wants it to be. Yesh oichel, Mishnah in the creases, yesh oichel chilachas v'chayv al dalad chatos, v'ashem echot. You can have a case of a person who could eat something and be chai four chatos and one ashram for one eating. How is that? Hatome, person is tome. So he can't eat karbonis and tzachi of karis. So it's a shoy, you can be chai of a chatos. Shalchu chelev. It's chelev, chelev is tzachi of chatos. Vuhu noiser, noiser is tzachi of karis, also tzachi of chatos. Minak Mukdashim, it's hektish, so therefore it's Mi'ila. He's appropriating Mi'ila for himself, hektish for himself. That's an Asham. V'yam Kippur, which is a Chiyav Chatas. So he's Chayav Chatas for Yom Kippur, for Chaylev, for Noiser, and for being Tameh. And he's Chayav an Asham for taking hektish. Remei Omer Af, Imoyis HaShabbos, Mitziyah B'Fibis Chayav. Remei said, you know what? I can give you a sixth Korban, a fifth Chatas. If he walked out in his mouth, so he did the malacha itzah by ha'itzah. I remember in a minute, in a shame. That's not the achila which is the problem. Everything else, the problem is the achila. Person he was tameh, he was eating it. A person eating chaylev, eating noiser, eating yom kippur, carrying on your mouth. There's not no achila. So good, fine. But Rameh says you're chayv. Come and don't argue the fact that you're chayv. That's not a chayv achila. But one second. It's not the normal way to do it. So, elakim in the kamachavin machshavtoi mashalei mokim. But since that's what he wants to do, that's considered a chutzah, because this is how he wants to carry it out. So, hachinami kim in the kamachavin machshavtoi mashalei mokim. So he wants it to land in the dog's mouth. That's called a mokim. So, Rashi b'fi akivshin, four lines on the bottom. When it's referred to Vishal Hebes, it got burnt. So Rabbi says, Yechayv. Mishnah says, Yepater. Over here is Mechavim. Hochel to come Mechavim, Machshav to Mashalim Mokim. This is where he wants it to be. Chila Achaz is Zayas Echad, one Kazayas, Dal Chatos, Yechayv four Chatos. Mishum Chelev, Yed Chelev. Mishum Noiser was left over Karbonas. Mishum Achilas, Yom Kippur, Yed and Yom Kippur. Mishum Tumas Aguf. Vahal Kaddish, a person who was Tomei, ate Kaddish. Vasham Eilus, the fellow who kayin, even chaylev goes on the mizbeach. Even Mr. Kayin, the gabi murim zorhu. With regards to the murim of the parts that go on the mizbeach, the chaylev goes on the mizbeach, he has no right to eat it. So that's milo. Avim ha'yis ha'shabbos, mishem kippurim lo mechayi b'tzoh, sarei neiru b'tzoh b'yom kippurim. So Rashi just asked the question, if Rameh saying the chiv is b'tzoh, you can't carry him kippur. So when in the case it was Shabbos and he carried it out. Yom Kippur, he carried it out. So Rashi says, the Rameyer Shita is, there's no Yisra Vitzah on Shabbos. On Yom Kippur. I'm sorry. But there is on Shabbos. Comes back in a minute. Shem Ein Chatozu Mishum Achila, Mishum Vitzah. That last, your Chatoz is because of the Malach of Vitzah, not because of Achila. So, fine. V'amai Mechai Mishum Vitzah, Livri Akal, everybody holds your Chai for Vitzah, just not, it's not part of Achila, that's the issue, but it's Chai for Vitzah. Ha'ein Derech Vitzah B'Peh. And Derech Letzipet, you don't do it so bepet. Teres is machshav, there's a Torech lo'oichloi, b'halichosoi, he needs to eat it. Well, if he needs to eat it, the place where it should be is in the mouth. Well, so, and he's eating while he's walking, which he shouldn't do anyway, it's not nice, but that's what he wants to do. So for him, that's called where it belongs. So it belongs in the dog's mouth, that's where it belongs. So that's called anocha. V'ashav l'tzozu b'fib. So therefore, this hitzoh b'fib is going to be a valid hitzoh, and he's going to be chayv.